Flood relief continues in Mozambique. Christians need prayer. Believers are reaching out to slave women in Ghana, and young people in the United States get ready to bump for Jesus. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Mozambique. As the floodwaters continue to recede, the once stranded people are now returning home to rebuild their lives. Thousands were displaced. Operation Blessing International and German partner Humedica are providing food, water, and family startup kits. President of OBI Bill Horan says the receding water is also bringing with it other problems.
Many of the areas that were flooded, even though the water's down, now are extremely muddy and still inaccessible by wheeled vehicles. And so we're still using helicopters down there for relief.
It's making the cost of relief very expensive, but necessary. While sharing their faith is important, Horan says,
we're very intent in these situations to try to save lives first. And we certainly are happy to witness to anyone that's curious about that. But at this stage of the game, we're really in a life and death situation.
Funding is the biggest need right now. Go to our website to help. Next, 20 World Vision sponsorship projects have been affected by the El Nino-linked flooding in Bolivia. 42 people have died and an estimated 400,000 people have been affected by the flooding. Last week, Bolivia's government declared a national disaster. World Vision and other groups are providing humanitarian aid and medical assistance to Bolivia's victims. World Vision's helping 20,000 families with medicine, clothing, shelter, water, and hygiene items. Pray for them as they reach out in Jesus' name. You're listening to Mission Network News. IN Network USA Rody Rodehaver says there are 27 million people enslaved worldwide. He says they're focused on the Chukwuesi practice in Ghana, where young girls are taken as slaves to pay for the sins of another. While this type of slavery is outlawed, not much is being done about it.
Because this is so deeply rooted in the traditional African religion and voodoo, the law enforcement officials in these areas are themselves afraid of the death curse and in fact have not enforced the law at all.
IN Network has negotiated the release of many, and as they're freed, they receive long-term help. It's time-consuming but very effective, says Rodehaver.
Over 90% of the women who are freed become Christians. It's easy to understand why, because they understand what it means to have a Redeemer, that Christ has paid for their sins, because, in effect, that's what they have been doing.
Elsewhere, Cornerstone University is helping churches reach out to those who don't speak English. They're teaching English as a Second Language Conference is March 31st. It's a great ministry for churches, but training is needed. Conference coordinator Professor Michael Pasquale says,
churches rely on non-professional TESOL teachers very much so. And what we're trying to do is say, let's do it best that you can. Let's give you some training and help and see your church, bring people to the Lord and help them grow.
TESOL builds foundations for evangelism. Pasquale says,
TESOL ministry is bridge building. It's a way to build relationships, to build friendships. And through that, meeting a very clear need in their life, they're open to the gospel. They wonder, why are you spending time with me? Why are you doing this for me? And we're able to then share why.
Register online by visiting our website. And finally, young people with the EFCA in the United States will be reaching out in the inner city this summer. The program is called BUMP, Bridging Urban Mission Project. The week-long urban experience will hit 7 major cities, including L.A., Chicago, and New York. BUMP helps neighborhood Christians reach out to the urban community through their local churches. As a result, many give their hearts to Christ while awakening a mission spirit in those serving. Recruiting is already started. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Woodrow Kroll's book, Little People, Big God, stories of little superstars in the Bible that had a big impact in their world. It could teach you how to impact your world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.